All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Aggravane is on. Judy Anita is on. General Pileman is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Scooter Magruder is on. General Pileman is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Skunk 71 is on. Arcady Angel is on. Mike Griffith is on. Chemical Toilet is on. That's a good one. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Golf Master 1 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Skunk 71 is on. Sun Woo 45 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Greg Nine Mon is on. Granite 2468 is on. Aphrodites is on. Jim Brody is on. Rum Pierre is on. K4 VMS is on. JGCK is on. PrayerWorks 2 is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Let me see here. Give me, you have three or four more here. Sexy Pony is on. Stepha Toms is on. LA 106 Times is on. Let me get one more. Patriot of the North is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. All right, let's hop right to the first one here. Big wins for Donald J. Trump. He keeps on winning. Keeps on winning. And I just want to always lay this groundwork because, you know, people just need to know how to be balanced. I want to, you know, if I can, I can model that for you to some extent. But here's the thing. Trump is doing great. And you're like, but Tom, you've criticized him. Of course I've criticized him because I don't worship Donald Trump. I look at Donald Trump as a person and I score him basically according to accomplishment. He's accomplishing a lot. He is doing a lot. Sometimes he fails, but most of the time he doesn't. And I, you know, listen, that's the track record that either I have or I want to have. Most of the time I don't fail, but sometimes I do. And that is really what, that's where Donald Trump is at. So that's how I look at him. Doesn't mean, like I said last night, that the moment that you criticize him, that you're off of the Trump train. He kind of kicked me off the Trump train. And I'm okay being kicked off the Trump train, but I'm just telling you, I mean, I still think he's doing a great job. And if he ran in 2028, the odds are I'm voting for him because there's nobody better. In my lifetime, nobody better, including Reagan. All right, Breitbart News. So Trump just demolished this woman. And it's funny because I was looking at the videos of her from before Donald Trump was elected the first time. Boy, she's packed on the pounds, man. This woman has packed on the pounds. I'm talking about a solid 40, 50, maybe 60 pounds she has packed on. So you're like, Tom, why do you talk about that? Because it's fun talking about it. And she's a wretched, horrible woman. That's why I'm talking about it.
She's large.
She's a large woman. She's very large.
Getting larger.
She's put on 60. So here it is. AP, an appeals court, has thrown out the massive civil fraud penalty. They haven't thrown out the civil conviction. That's going to be thrown out by the SCOTUS of New York. It's going to be thrown out. By the way, you need to understand something. Whenever you see this, because don't put your trust in the judicial system because, oh, went to an appellate court and an appellate court overturned the civil penalty. Just the penalty now, not the civil conviction. Remember, this isn't criminal, it's civil. It's the $500 million that he owes to the wind. How you can ever be convicted of fraud without a victim is beyond me, and that's why a lot of this is being overthrown. And it will be overthrown in the appeals court. But you're like, again, Tom, why are you torpedoing the appellate court? Because, first of all, these are all hyper-leftists. The reason why this is being overturned is because it's that horrible. If it wasn't super horrible, like, you know, $40 million given to the wind, they wouldn't probably overturn it because they know the political consequences to themselves for doing it. It's going to be large, but they're like, you know what? It's so bad that I actually have to. That's what the appellate court judge is thinking. I am going to have to overturn it. And that's how bad it is. It's the same exact thing that's going to happen at the next level when they actually overturn the conviction itself, the civil conviction, not criminal. The civil conviction itself will be overturned at the SCOTUS, as will the criminal, if Trump is appealing it, now he should. I don't know if he should. I don't know if he is. He definitely should be. The 34 felony convictions, because that'll all be thrown out in the appellate too. Because they're convicted. I mean, if I dive into the 34 felony counts, it's 909 right now. It'll be 938 before I'm done with this. So I'm not going to do it. But those are all crimes that didn't exist. Tried in a jurisdiction that doesn't have the jurisdiction to try. Doesn't have the power to try it. Crimes that don't exist, crimes that weren't properly explained, crimes that weren't properly applied, and they never existed to begin with. So an appeals court has thrown out the massive civil fraud penalty against President Donald Trump, ruling Thursday in New York State's lawsuit, accusing him of exaggerating his wealth. A panel of five judges in New York's mid-level appellate, not the SCOTUS, the mid-level appellate division, said the verdict, I'll read the rest of it to you, which stood to cost Trump more than $515 million. It's a $350 million penalty against him, again, going to nobody because the alleged victim in this was Deutsche Bank out of Germany, and they came and testified, we're not victims. He repaid everything to us on time, not even on time, early with interest. So they came and said, we want to do business with him again. And the New York jury still found him guilty. How is that possible? If you are actually the victim of fraud, then you actually have lost something. Well, the victim's Deutsche Bank. They didn't lose anything. They gained millions of dollars because he paid back all the loans on time, actually early with interest. And they want to do business with him again. So anyway, cost Trump more than $550 million and rock his real estate empire was excessive. So it was excessive in violation of the Constitution where you cannot excessively penalize people, either criminally or civilly. And obviously this happens here with a $500 million penalty for overvaluing Mar-a-Lago, which he didn't. I mean, again, it gets redundant, but Letitia James said Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. 1 acre of Mar-a-Lago is worth more than $18 million. It sits on the Intercoastal and the Atlantic Ocean in West Palm Beach. It's worth close to $500 million. It's worth $300 to $400 million, the land itself. It's absolutely insane. But anyway, so huge win again for Donald Trump. She's getting humiliated. It's going to keep getting worse. And she put out a retort today, and her only retort is, he's still guilty of the offense, civil offense itself. He's still guilty of it. Yeah, but you know what? The penalty is now gone. He doesn't have, what he's going to have to pay, if anything, is, I don't know. It's going to be nothing because eventually, when it gets to the SCOTUS of New York, they're going to overrule the original, the civil conviction because the offenses don't exist. This keeps happening. Like, Tom, how could this exist? Because if you're under Juan Merchan for the criminal stuff, the Stormy Daniels stuff, or you're under Judge Engeron, all hyper-leftist Democratic Party contributors, Democratic Party acolytes, you're not going to get a fair trial. I mean, how in the world could you find Donald Trump guilty of overvaluing Mar-a-Lago when he put it down for exactly what it's worth? And by the way, the banks do the CMA. The comparative market analysis. So the only victim that could be the bank, but they would have to be, who would have to be their victimizer? Who would have to be their perpetrator? Themselves, because they do the, they're not going to loan money to somebody based using property as leverage, using property as collateral. They're not going to loan that money to people who, if they don't pay back the money, the property's not worth the value of the loan. They're not going to do it. So how could there ever be a problem with this? And the thing is, and it's the same thing. So we're all going to go to prison because say Aaron sold his house for $400,000 and it turns out it was only worth $394. Aaron's guilty of civil crime. He overvalued $6,000. He's guilty of civil crime. Okay, what about the entire real estate boom? What? 2000, before 2008, before that crash, and then right before COVID, the real estate boom? Where it, you know, you sold a house for $400,000 and then 3 or 4 years later goes down in price to $300,000. So now you're guilty of civil fraud in the state of New York. It's a fact. Absolute fact. They can do that. That's exactly what happened here. Exactly what happened. So it was a joke from the beginning. Now, listen, you know that it's really, really bad. Aaron, if you side by side that for me. Here comes Wolf Blitzer. Okay, you know it's really, really bad when CNN is now going to come out in favor of the ruling that just occurred from the appellate court in New York. Thomas Cernvideo, CNN's senior legal analyst Eli Honig describes the New York appeals court decision to avoid $500 million in penalties against the Trump organization as a huge win for Donald Trump. Play for me.
Well, I'm not Wolf. I have been skeptical of the attorney general's case for a long time. I'm on record saying that this is a huge win for Donald Trump, any way you cut it. And this is a stinging rebuke to the attorney general, Letitia James. The finding here, it's a very long, complicated ruling, but the bottom line is, while the finding of liability against Donald Trump can stand, for now at least, the damages award, which started at $350 million with interest, gets up close to $500 million, that is thrown out. And the core reason for that ruling, according to the judges, is essentially that there was not enough of a showing here that there were actual victims. And just to refresh people's memories, this is the civil fraud lawsuit brought by the attorney general. The core allegation is that Donald Trump habitually overvalued his own assets when he was trying to get bank loans from banks and other lenders. And essentially, the argument that Donald Trump made below that has now had resonance in the appeals court is, you're talking about very sophisticated, quote unquote, victims. These are billion-dollar banks that made the loans, got repaid on the loans by Donald Trump with interest, and actually profited to the tune of millions of dollars. So it's not the typical type of fraud case where you have somebody stealing money from other people or ripping off unknowing consumers. So this ruling by the appeals court is monumental. It was also very unusual in that it took them nearly a year to reach this decision. As Caitlin Polance just said, the next step is going to be to go up to the highest court in the state, the Court of Appeals in New York State.
So there you go. I just wanted to, all that we've already pretty much heard already from me and from the previous slide. But anyway, I just had to show you, even CNN has to acknowledge it. And CNN's legal expert has to acknowledge that these were asinine charges to begin with. And the only reason why they don't attack the 34 felonies is because he's still pseudo convicted on the 34 felonies. Although he's not a convicted felon, because it never got to the dispensation of the sentence. So he's actually not a convicted felon. That's the truth. He's never actually been convicted of the crimes because he's never received any punishment of them. That's an absolute fact, by the way. That's actual judicial precedent. So anyway, but when that all gets overturned, and I certainly hope that's going on right now because the 34 felony convictions are even worse than the civil convictions. Absolutely. Like, what happens with people a lot of times is they'll be sitting there going, well, if there's this many things, then it's something has to be true about it. No, it's not true. That's not true at all. It can actually be one stupid fraudulent charge after another, because remember, with the 34 felony convictions, there's only one offense. And I'm just saying that to emphasize by saying offense. There's one offense, one. And that is that he wrote a check via Michael. Actually, Michael Cohen wrote the check to Stormy Daniels for $120,000. And by the way, Michael Cohen was the one sleeping with Stormy Daniels. And Donald Trump wrote Michael Cohen a check to reimburse him. So that's what happened. And he put it down as a personal legal expense. That's what he put it down as. And again, I know I went over this last night. And then he gets tried because he should have put it down as a campaign expense. But if he would have put it down as a campaign expense, then they would have said that he needs to put it down. It would have been a campaign finance violation. And then they would have said it should have gone down as a personal legal expense. I mean, see what I mean? And by the way, Alvin Twinkie's Bragg doesn't have the jurisdiction to try any of that because that's a federal issue and the FEC turned it down. The U.S. District Attorney turned it down. Even Merrick Garland's DOJ turned it down. So, I mean, so then they sent Matthew Colangelo in there to reinvigorate the case with Alvin Twinkie's Bragg and bring these ridiculous charges. Then, of course, you have a blue judge, Juan Merchan, his daughter profiting $100 million off of the trial itself by basically selling herself to a bunch of Democratic Party politicians and receiving mass donations based on the trial. She profited $100 million. She herself walked with her organization, profited $100 million off of it by raising money off of the trial. And then she walked away with $10 million, and he never recused himself. So you end up with a blue judge, blue jury, blue grand jury, blue prosecutor, Alvin Bragg and Matthew Colangelo. Again, dispatched number three in the DOJ, decides to be a lying prosecutor in NY. NYC? Don't think so. So anyway, go to the next one for me. Speaking of corruption in New York, here's the various tweets in various times, basically in 2024, from New York AG James. Big Tish and getting bigger by the minute. James. When powerful people cheat to get better loans, what's she charged with right now? Oh, not charged. What's she accused of right now? Herself. Powerful people cheating to get better loans. That would be her. On all of her mortgages, both in Virginia and New York. She herself multiple times over. Claiming on one mortgage loan that her dad is her husband. She did that multiple times. She claimed, just like Adam Schiff, that her primary residence was in Virginia, which disqualifies her from being AG in New York. And then claimed her primary residency was in New York also, all to get, what is that now? When powerful people cheat to get better loans, to get lower interest rates on her mortgages. It comes at the expense of hardworking people. So they're just showing you her hypocrisy. Everyday Americans cannot lie to a bank to get a mortgage. That's her. That's all she's done is lie to banks to get a better mortgage rate. And if they did, our government would throw the book at them. Get ready, Big Tish. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will have the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will have the Spirit reap everlasting life. Get ready, Big Tish. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6:7-6:9. Go to the next one for me. New York AG James tweet again. For years, Donald Trump engaged in massive fraud to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and his organization. Just like she has done, but he never did it, but she did. She is actually perpetrating the crimes that she's accused him of doing. He may have authorized the art of the deal, but he perfected the art of the steal. She loved to put that out on videos too. Now he is finally facing the consequences of his illegal action. Ah, no, he's not. Hey, Aaron, how much was the fine? Zero. Yeah. That's it. $0. That's what it was. It was initially 300 plus million interest up to 500 million. Now completely erased. Isn't that great? So I guess not Big Tish. It's not working out for you. Go to the next one for me. NYAG James. Today, justice has been served. This is a major win for everyone who believes that we must all play by the same rules. She's playing by the same rules by lying on all of her mortgage applications in two different states. No matter how big, and by the way, each one of those lies, each one of those signatures that she signed and had notarized on a mortgage application was a lie. And it's all felonies in two jurisdictions. Good luck, Big Tish. No matter how big, no matter how rich and how powerful Big Tish is, no one is above the law. I'm telling you, here's how it works. If you are, if you watch this podcast, you go to Foundation Church, you've heard this before. But there's a big difference, and this is strictly my opinion. There's a big difference between a sinner and a wicked person. Both are going to hell if they don't turn from their sin because it's all sin. But you got to have the blood of Jesus to erase your sin. But anyway, and the consequence of your sin. But the wicked do this. Are out there destroying people's lives. Destroying people's lives for doing the same things they're doing. No. They're destroying people's lives. I'm trying to figure out the exact way to word this because I want to make sure it's framed correctly. They're out there destroying people's lives for not doing the things they're doing. She's actually falsely accusing people of doing what she's doing and prosecuting them. That's wicked, or just directly coming out against God. Somebody goes, you know what, every Friday night, they go out, they get drunk, they find a woman, they do what they shouldn't do, and they don't really try to destroy anybody. Yeah, they're going to go to hell for drunkenness and fornication. Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 21, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, Revelation 21, 8, for all of the people who might be watching that are hyper-grace Christians, that their Christianity is not founded on the Bible. It's founded in the synapses firing of their mind. But anyway, that's the difference. And I'm telling you, what happens is if you're wicked, you actually, God is angry at the wicked every day. God judgeth the righteous and God is angry at the wicked every day, Psalm 7:11. And that's the thing. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. And if you don't want to pop up on God's radar for being wicked, you want to do that verse I was just going to quote there, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to him. That's where you want to be on his radar. Not of the other way, where, God judges the righteous and God is angry at the wicked every day. It doesn't say the sinner, the wicked every day who are out there. I mean, they're the Faucis of the world, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, the Bidens of the world, the Harrises of the world, the Obamas of the world, destroying people's lives for not doing what they allege that they're doing, and for not doing what they themselves are doing. for not committing the crimes, for falsely accusing people of committing the crimes that they themselves are every day committing, and falsely accusing people of committing crimes that they're doing as a cover to not be found out. That's flat out wickedness. So that, and what happens is when you do that, God is coming for you. God is coming for you. When you're wicked and you go out there and you just try to destroy people's lives, just flat out destroying people's life, but even worse, destroying people's lives, falsely accusing them, destroying their lives via false accusations against them. And those false accusations against them are exactly what you're actually doing. That's wickedness. All right, let's go to the next one. May's video. December 2020. Here's Big Tish goes on The View. Play it for me.
You also intend to prosecute him after he is out of office, correct?
Joy, again, our investigation currently is civil in nature. It is not criminal. So, in the event that we uncover any activity or conduct, Yes, our civil suit will continue, whether he's president or not. And so after January 20th at 12 o'clock, our investigation will continue.
See, now, if you're a judge or you're a prosecutor, should you be going on these shows? I mean, should you actually be going on these talking head shows? And by the way, Republican or Democrat, if you're a judge, if you're a prosecutor, if you're an AG, you should not be going on these shows, because you are supposed to be part of the blind scale of justice. The woman with the scales, the woman with the two scales with the blindfold over her eyes. That's what you're supposed to be. And that's Republican or Democrat, by the way. But of course, the difference is when you Republican, and again, there's always some exception, but here's the thing. There really isn't any. There really isn't any exception. Republicans don't do it. The Republicans don't try Democrats for crimes they didn't commit. We do stupid things. Like, we never should have done the whole Clinton impeachment thing for the, you know, the Whitewater thing, and then found Monica Lewinsky and all that garbage. And then he ends up committing perjury himself with Monica Lewinsky. He commits perjury in his testimony about Paula Jones, the various women he was having sex with at various times. But even with that, that was all civil in nature. It wasn't a high crime or misdemeanor, so, and it was done prior to him being in office. I liked it at the time, though, in full transparency. I did like it at the time. It was big. It was all a big Rush Limbaugh thing and everything else. But in hindsight, never should have done it. Because what it does is it sets sort of a prereq. It gives them a manner of justification. And the Democrats always like that, if they can say in any way, shape, or form, well, look at what the Republicans have done. But on the whole, Republicans never do it. They never try Democrats for things they didn't do. The Democrats are being tried around the country pretty regularly now for voter fraud and election fraud. I'm tempted to do it, but there's so many other headlines that pop up throughout the day that it's hard to do it, because there was just, I'm trying to remember which state it was, but four or five Democrats all in one jurisdiction, and I'm talking about one city, have all been caught cheating in election, and they're all Democrats. It's just every single time. We just don't do it. On the whole, we don't. Even Clinton doesn't count, because Clinton's infractions were actually real, both civil and criminal. But on the whole, we just don't do it. But we are endlessly the victims of persecution via prosecution. Oh, we are always the victims of lawfare, whether it's Trump, his home raided, 34 felony counts. I mean, he isn't a convicted felon, because his charges were never adjudicated. So he's not a convicted felon. That's all a lie. And that's what you can always say too. And anybody puts it out, go, nope. Look on the record of New York. He's not a convicted felon, because he's never had his charges adjudicated. But they had him on, I think it was 91 different criminal charges, four separate jurisdictions trying him. It was in West Palm Beach for the documents, Atlanta, Georgia, under Big Fannie Willis, Fannie gets bigger every day. Big Fannie Willis for election interference. And then Jack Smith in D.C. Jack Smith was both West Palm and D.C. Jack Smith for the seditious conspiracy. And then, of course, the Alvin Twinkies Bragg and Matthew Colangelo charges in New York City. So They do it to us. We don't do it to them. I mean, think of what we could do with Billy Clinton. I mean, come on. What could we have done with Billy when he left office? What could we have done? Obama murdered 3 United States citizens with a drone strike. 2 drone strikes in 2 different days. I mean, think of what we could have done. Think of what Trump could have done. He regrets it every day that he didn't. What he could have done with Hillary Clinton and her 30,000 deleted emails, as well as what happened with Benghazi, as well as her server, and a myriad of other charges that she could have eased. I mean, as well as the Clinton Foundation and her bribery scheme. But he didn't do it. And by the way, I agree with that decision at the time. But boy, I don't now. Now, you know what? Gloves are off. Gloves are off. This is not a typical wrestling match. You're looking across the wrestling match or an MMA fight, and you look across the cage and you're seeing, okay, I'm there with my gloves on, and he's got brass knuckles and a machine gun. You don't go in there and just say, I'm going to fight by the rules. You can't. You can't. There are no rules. Now, what we don't do is we do not offend the Holy Ghost. We do not charge people with crimes that don't exist. That's their business. We will, though, if they want to play the games, they're going to charge us with crimes that don't exist. We're going to charge them with crimes that do exist that will never be overturned in an appellate court. All right, here we go. Let's go back again here. James Fishback video. The great irony. Here's another one. Fed Governor Lisa Cook's alleged mortgage fraud is that the Fed refuses to lower rates for us, but they'll commit mortgage fraud to get lower rates for themselves. So here's another Democratic Party politician caught in another mortgage fraud scheme. Play for me.
The great irony of it all, Charles, is that they refuse to cut rates for us, but they'll go out and commit mortgage fraud to get lower rates for themselves. This is wrong. I'm glad that Director Pulte found this information. He is now criminally referred to the Department of Justice. We're going to let this process play out. But understand that the folks who commit mortgage fraud, they do it for one simple reason. They want a lower interest rate, they want a lower down payment, and they want a higher chance of getting approved. If that's what happened here, she must be held accountable by the United States Department of Justice.
So now you got a member of the Fed doing it. Okay, I mean, these crimes that do exist or don't exist, they do in fact exist. So she needs to now be charged with the crimes that she has committed. That's it. That's it. Because what would she do if it was us? What would she do? I mean, again, what's so funny about this is all of these people going after Trump for the things that they themselves are doing that he's not doing. So they need to go to federal prison. All right, let's go to the next one here. MJ Truth Ultra video. Jasmine Crockett talking about Donald Trump. Play for me.
Is this militarization. And obviously it started in your state. That was kind of the testing grounds. Going to your state, going to a black woman mayor's city first. And now we are in yet another black woman-led city. And taking over. And to me, it goes again to the level of racism and hate that is constantly spewed out of this administration. Now, they hate for you to call them what they are. But listen, I mean, if it walk like a duck, quack like a duck, then I guess it is a duck. So like racism is racism. And you are specifically targeting these black led.
You got to go back to the start of her term also. She's put on solid 50 pounds. I don't know what it is. I mean, 50 pounds. Now, see, for me, it's all reverse. You're talking about chicken, egg, chicken here. Jasmine Crockett says that Donald Trump says, you know what? What cities am I going to target? It's got nothing to do with the Pacific Palisades burning to the freaking ground. Nothing to do with that, right? That couldn't be it. That he goes after Karen Bass's L.A.? Couldn't have anything to do with that, that they're having mass riots and attacking federal facilities there. That's got nothing to do with it. He goes, you know what? What city am I going to send in the National Guard? I'm going to find the black woman. Or is it that the black women just can't manage their cities? Which one is it? Is it that Donald Trump is targeting the black women that are running cities? Or is he targeting the cities where crime has completely overrun the city that happens to be ruled over by a black woman mayor? Is that, I mean, and again, for me, I don't care whether you're black, white, here's the thing, all I care about is, what does your city look like? Because there's absolutely tons and tons of states and cities in the country that are absolutely abysmal. I mean, look at the state of Illinois run by a big fat white man named J.B. Fatboy Pritzker, who got kicked out of his own family business because he's incompetent, but he's incompetent to run the Hyatt hotels. But hey, you know what? Let's put him in charge of a state. I think it's like the top 10, one of the top 10 largest states. But anyway, so it's got nothing to do with that. It has to do with the city is an absolute crime-ridden hellhole. So Donald Trump says, you know what, we're going to have to do something about it. He had to do it in L.A. because we'll go with Karen Bass and Muriel Bowser, L.A., Karen Bass, Muriel Bowser, D.C., where Trump is sent in the National Guard. What were you going to do? You had all, what are the electric car taxis out there? The
Waymo.
Waymos. Oh, they're burning on the streets. They're running roughshod. They're attacking federal buildings. What are you going to do? I mean, thousands and thousands of people, cops getting stoned out there. I mean, stoned with rocks, not smoking joints. So, I mean, getting hit with rocks. Okay, what are you going to do? I mean, Karen Bass is going to do anything about it because they don't care about human life. They just prior to that riot, they let the whole Pacific Palisades burn to the freaking ground. They don't care about human life. So what are you going to do? Say, you know what? I don't want to appear to be a totalitarian, so I'm going to let people die. Is that what you're going to do? Well, it's all because they're black. No, but it has to do with incompetence or incompetence. And these two specific women having nothing to do with the melanin content of their skin are incompetent buffoons, always have been, always will be. Have always been useless and always will be useless. That's who Muriel Bowser is. That's who Karen Bass is. I mean, Karen Bass is nothing other than an advocate for Fidel Castro. She's a communist. I mean, literally for the Castro family. So maybe, I mean, it's got, so Jasmine Crockett, you know, points to race as the reason why Donald Trump sent in the National Guard. No, he sent in the National Guard into D.C. and to L.A. because they were being overridden by Democratic Party criminals. That's what was happening. All right, go to the next one for me. Dan Boyle tweet. In 10 days since President Trump declared a crime crisis in D.C., just been a little difference, and surged federal support, crime is down a total of 9% in 10 days. Violent crime is down 41%. Carjackings are down just a mere 83%. So 83% of all the carjackings are gone. Because you have the National Guard, they put an ATF, they put a Secret Service police out there, everybody, federal cops everywhere. Secret Service has two aspects. They got their protection racket and they've got their own police department also. They're on the streets of DC now. Robberies are down 60%. Murders are down, murders have been cut in half. Auto thefts down 33%. Assault with weapons down 27%. Thank you, Donald Trump. There you go. What does that do with Muriel Bowser's color? Nothing. And again, if you're going to have an argument about color, then why is it that Muriel Bowser is surrounded solely by black women? Every position around her is a black woman. Why? Where's the diversity? I know there's some white people living in D.C. Shouldn't we be properly represented on her staff? We're not. But anyway, it's got absolutely nothing to do with it. It has to do with hellhole status. It has to do with criminal statistical data. And has it risen to the place where the normal citizen is completely unsafe? And of course, that is exactly what was going on in D.C. and L.A. All right, going to the next one. News Doge video. Virginia students suspended after questioning why transgender classmate was in the boys' locker room. So it's finally happened, Aaron. My rule has finally been violated. Because 99.99999% of the time, it's dudes trying to get into women's restrooms and women's locker rooms.
Yeah.
Again, 25 years in law enforcement, I never, ever saw a female Peeping Tom. Ever. Okay. And you never even saw, outside of just rudimentary prostitution, you never saw any female, like, lewd and lascivious acts. Okay, there's a certain beach here in South Florida where you go down, it's just basically a gay sex fest in the woods. I'll leave it at that. Okay, so that's exactly what's happening. And it just doesn't happen with women. It doesn't. They've got their own issues, got their own problems. I mean, narrow is the way if you find it, Matthew 7, 13, and 14. So most men go to hell, most women go to hell, because narrow is the way if you find it. When God, heaven's offered to everybody, but most people don't choose it. So women have their own issues. Sex offenses is not one of them. It just isn't. I mean, does it happen? Yeah, it happens. It's always the teacher sleeping with some high school guy. But all the other stuff is all men. Now, again, there's always some, it's hyperbolic slightly, but it really isn't. So here you have finally the reverse, is always an exception, where you have these girls that were in the boys' locker rooms, these girls claiming that they're boys. Only problem is, well, there's multiple problems. First of all, they're in the boys' locker room. They don't have a penis. They've got a vagina, and they're in the men's locker room. And they're videotaping while they're in there. I mean, what in the world is going on? Listen to this report. Play for me.
Two boys are being called guilty of sexual harassment and sex-based discrimination under Title IX.
for asking fellow students why there was a girl who identifies as a boy in their boys' locker room. Fox News obtained video of the incident through a Freedom of Information request. Adding insult to injury, the biological girl student was videotaping in the locker room in a changing area against school policy. The punishment for the boys, according to their legal counsel, 10-day suspensions, threatening their academic futures.
The public school system is targeting these boys, plain and simple. They're irritated and having a complaint session among themselves in a locker room. And LCPS wants to make an example of them, frankly, and wants to tell other students that if you cross their woke ideology, this is what's going to happen to you.
Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears, the GOP nominee for governor, offered this reaction on X, quote, "For all the moms and dads out there, let me say what you're thinking. This is not normal. It is not normal to force boys and girls to share locker rooms. It is not normal to punish kids for their fears. All parents want is a little normalcy. That's what I'm fighting for." The Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmy Dillon, saying about this incident, quote, "This is very wrong and it will not stand."
Again, why is this even a discussion? Why do we even have, I don't even know how to parallel it to anything else, because it'd be like, let's have a discussion about whether or not we need oxygen. Do we really need to discuss it? Let's all hold our breath and we could all figure it out. Just like here, you what bathroom you go and pull your pants down. Go find a place private and pull your pants down. Simple as that. Then you know whether or not you're supposed to be in what, you know, which bathroom you're supposed to be in. Why do we even have to have this discussion? You have to have the third in charge of the AG, Harmy Dillon, chime in and say, by the way, she took that's the Matthew Colangelo spot that she's now in. Chime in and say, you know what? It's blatantly obvious that girls don't belong in boys' restrooms and boys don't belong in girls' restrooms. It's blatantly obvious. Why do we even have to have this discussion? Imagine all the time and money, billions upon billions of dollars wasted on this subject in lawsuits and school board meetings and board of county commissioner meetings and congressional sessions, both local, state, and national. I mean, imagine it. All the wasted time on this. Well, you know what? If you're a girl that identifies as a boy, live your life. Go do it. You want to do that? Go right ahead. Make yourself dateless and alone and be a cat woman for the rest of your life. Fine. I don't care. I don't care if you want to dress like a guy. I don't care if a guy wants to dress like a girl. Go right ahead and do it. I don't care. Don't expect me to participate in your delusions. I'm not calling you by your new name. I'm not calling you sir when you're a ma'am or ma'am when you're a sir. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not going to participate. But it's America. Feel free to do it. And feel free to espouse those beliefs. Netanyahu now is big on banning speech. He just came out today or yesterday. And it, you know, according to him, he wants to make sure that he bans speech that's anti-Israel. But I'm not like that because I abide in the Bill of Rights, in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the federalistic constitutional republic that is the United States of America. That's what I abide in. So you go ahead, and if you're trans, go ahead and you can espouse it. If I owned a social media platform, I would allow you to speak. Say what you want to say. If I owned a social media platform, the only thing that wouldn't be allowed on there is violence and porn. That's it. That's it. Everything else, say what you want to say. You could say the N-word. You could say anti-Christian things. You could say anti-Israel things. You could say anything you wanted to say. You know why? Because that's the very bedrock of a constitutional, democratic republic. That's the bedrock of it all. So anyway, but these boys are in a restaurant, in a locker room, getting undressed. And they're complaining not only because girls are in there, but girls are videotaping. I don't know what they're videotaping. I'll be honest, I don't want to know what they were videotaping, but we all know it was probably so they could go on social media and look at all the ding-dongs we recorded today. That's what they're doing, so they could get social media clicks. Maybe they blur them out or whatever so they could stay on TikTok. I don't know, but that's probably what they're doing. Because, being a social media queen or king or whatever is all that matters to this generation right now. All right, switching to the vaccines. Vigilant Fox video. Insane. Everyone thinks it's over, right? It's over. No. Look at CNN. American Academy of Pediatrics is a huge problem. We'll get to that. I think we'll get to that. Let's see. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to at least some of it. But anyway. There's still, you're like, what do you mean COVID shots? See, we're all past it. All of us red pill people, we're past all of this. Okay, but understand that the weak conservatives and the obviously the left, in order to qualify to be a bourgeois globalist leftist elitist, you have to have worn your mask, you have to have locked down, you have to be 5, 6, 7, 12 times vaccinated. To be up to date on your vaccinations, you have to be vaccinated 11 times at this point. You have to be all of those things to qualify. You have to say that COVID was an existential threat to life, which it wasn't, because where are the bodies? There aren't any. There are no excess tests for COVID. The excess tests began post-vaccination. And to qualify still as a globalist leftist bourgeois elitist, you have to still, even though you know it's not right and you know it's not real and you know the vaccine doesn't work, you still have to propagate it. You still have to push for it, i.e. Goebbels, CNN. Vigil and Fox Video and saying CNN is still shilling COVID booster shots for adults. Play for me.
Quick question, Meg, before we let you go. When should adults start getting the COVID vaccine booster shots, and when should we start getting the flu shots?
Well, we are waiting on the COVID vaccines for sort of the regulatory go-ahead, and there is still some question about who exactly is going to be eligible and able to get a vaccine. But typically, as we head into the fall and COVID levels are rising nationally, there should be an updated COVID vaccine, especially for people over the age of 65. For flu, we'll also get an updated vaccine, and the recommendation is anytime before Halloween, typically closer into September and October, Wolf.
All right, good advice, Meg Terrell. Thank you very much.
Imagine waking up in the morning, your priority is asking somebody or finding out when they're supposed to get their next COVID booster. Imagine that actually being important to you. Imagine being that stupid, like Wolf Blitzer, either that stupid or that wicked that you would ask about it. And the reason why that's really wicked is because he knows it doesn't stop transmission and infection. He knows about the vaccine-related infirmities and deaths. But yet, in order for him to qualify and to keep his job, even though he's already a multi-millionaire several times over, in order to keep his job, he has to continue to perpetrate the lie. He has to continue to perpetrate it over and over and over again. So it's not over, and they're still shilling this thing. Hardly anybody's taking it, I will say that, but I guarantee there's a whole lot of people on the left taking it. Nobody on the right, and really probably anybody on the center right, especially center right wingers like Elon Musk, people like that. They know. They're all awake now. But anyway, Elon Musk is, I believe, claims some level of vaccine injury himself. But anyway, so they're still shilling this thing. So look at this. The Vigilant Fox video. The doctor group that defied RFK Jr.'s, American Academy of Pediatrics is what I'm talking about. The doctor group that defied RFK Jr.'s HHS by insisting babies and small children, they're saying that a child 6 months of age or younger should get COVID vaccinated. Can anybody explain that to me? Can anybody explain to me how it is possible that doctors, and again, I live next to a vet. He's just freshly retired, but well, actually says super freshly retired, but I mean, he freshly sold his practice. But anyway, and this guy's a complete red-pilled Christian right-winger and never participated in the COVID crap. But anyway, vets to me are more brilliant than MDs because they have to, you have like an iguana and a puppy, you have to figure out what's wrong with each one of them. But anyway, and this guy's brilliant. I'm wondering how any of these people ever fell for this. He didn't. How did any of these people fall for this? How is it that I remember having to bring my dog because they had like an infection in his mouth to the vet. And I had to sit outside because I refused to wear a mask in there. I mean, these are vets. They know that a mask can't stop a respiratory virus. And they know the virus is life-threatening. Why are you participating? That's like participating in a trans person's delusions. We're going to all sit around and pretend something's real that's not. I don't understand people. I honestly will never understand people. The same thing goes even with church people. They have all these problems, you give them the solutions, and they leave you because you gave them the solutions to their problems. I didn't really like the tone. Oh, still the solution to your problems, but yet you'd rather have the problem than receive advice on how to fix the problem because the advice to fix the problem requires you to admit you're wrong. I never will understand that. I never will get it because I get corrected. I get corrected on a semi-regular basis. And I usually will say, yeah, you know what? You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because it's true. Whatever's true is true. I will never understand any of this stuff. All right, back to the video. The doctor group that defied RFK Jr.'s HHS. Play it for me.
One only needs to go to the American Academy of Pediatrics website and look at their top funders. Moderna, Pfizer, Sanofi. The top four are pharmaceutical companies. So there's no, yeah, there you go. Merck, that was the one I was forgetting. Those are their top funders. So if you don't think they're captured, you're really not being honest. And there's, as you said, your average pediatrician makes a lot of money by having, meeting milestones about having, X percentage of their population, their patient population fully vaccinated according to the schedule. So they are pushing these things despite the fact that the science is that these children don't need it. I found it, I went to the American Academy of Pediatrics website. They are still pushing the abject falsehood that children, healthy children, are at a, they say from newborn stage five, are at, quote, the highest risk for COVID. What are you kidding?
How do you even say that as a doctor? There is no empirical evidence. There's no peer-reviewed study. There's no study at all, peer-reviewed or not, that says that. That kids are at the highest risk for COVID from zero to five. Kids don't get COVID. They're not a significant vector of COVID. They never die of COVID. They're never hospitalized with COVID, ever. That's the truth. They can't find one kid who's ever even died of COVID. Not one that's ever died of COVID. Not one around the world. And yet doctors, these are doctors. These are people, none of us trust them anymore. But these are doctors that have been trusted for years. Before COVID, I trusted them. I certainly would never trust one now. And here you have the classic freaking example. It's just like the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. Half of their money, half of their budget comes from the people that they regulate. How does that make sense? Everything's a fraud. Right now, Tucker Carlson, I think it's today's broadcast that he's putting out or whatever on TCN. Is somebody who's debunking World War II? We got to watch that one, right, Aaron? Yeah. I got to watch that. I'm going to watch that. I'll be listening to that tonight while I'm walking. Because I don't believe anything anymore. Not one thing. I believe in the heroism of individual American soldiers. But overall, I don't believe a thing. Not a thing. Because how much will World War II and World War I and World War II driven by the international banking system. That's what I'd like to know. And how much did Titanic happen because of the international banking system? Okay, I mean that's there's many other aspects to it also. But anyway, and here it is. This just shows you how everything's a lie. So you have the American Academy of Pediatrics who receives half their funding from the people they regulate. From the people that they are supposed to be giving us honest opinions about. Would you be giving an honest opinion? That's why you got no honest opinions about the vaccination from CNN, MSNBC, MS Now, whatever, ABC, CBS. What's the other one? ABC, CBS, NBC. You got no honest commentary about the COVID vaccine because who's their sponsors? Their sponsor was Pfizer every show, every single show. Their primary sponsor is Pfizer. So you're going to tell the truth about Pfizer? You and I would, and lose the sponsorship. It's just like, listen, people come and go out of this church all the time because hardly anybody can take the Bible. It's not even me. It's actually the Word of God. There's always a Bible verse that confronts them, and the Christian decides whether to accept it or not. If you are wise, then you will always adhere to the truth. You will always conform to the truth. Not be what's personally or politically expedient to you or financially expedient to you, financially beneficial to you. You conform to the truth. You don't go, okay, I will give you $10 million if you will simply tell one lie. You go, no. No, you'll be like, well, gosh, it's one lie and I can repent of it later. No, there, nothing. Again, right out of Mark chapter 4, verse 28, Galatians 6, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. Well, I'm just going to tell a lie, and then that lie will lead to my benefit. I get the $10 million. No, no, no. The only thing that you will reap from the seed that you put in the ground to get that money is the seed itself. The money will actually go away. Watch. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. God's not fooled. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap, because he is, in fact, Matthew 9:38, the Lord of the harvest. It's the way it is. There's no escaping it. There's none. And that's why this is all coming back on these people now. But to bring it back to the point here, so you have Pfizer, Moderna, Sanofi, and Merck. They're the contributors to the people that evaluate them and push their products. It's just like 75% of Congress had Pfizer stock when they were mandating the vaccine. How's that for fair? That's the realities of this world. And just I tell my son this. I think he's actually the only one I've told this to. Now I'm about to tell it to 1,000 people. Basically, everyone's against you. And you just always have to have that in mind. How many people are actually rooting for you? That's why you got to have a relationship with Jesus, because he's always rooting for you. These people are not. They're in it for themselves. They're in it for their own self. They're in it for their own personal profit. So you have the very people who are being evaluated by the evaluators funding the evaluators. That should never happen. But that's our entire government, by the way. All right, let's go to the next one. Cam's video. I just love this video of Dr. Michael Yeadon, COVID warrior, never bend over, never will, never cave, never will. Michael Yeadon, formerly a top scientist and even, I mean, a high-ranking official for Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yeadon. I've said to people, you didn't know that the injections were dangerous initially. You do now. Play for me.
I've said to people, you didn't know that the injections were dangerous initially. You do now. Anybody who rolls up their sleeve now and has an injection, I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. I know that's an unpleasant thing to say, but I'm not trying to be a diplomat here. If you are so stupid and uninformed that you will allow yourself to be injected again, I have no sympathy for you.
Hey, Aaron, put yourself on. What was his title?
There we go. The chief scientist and vice president of the allergy and respiratory research division of Pfizer.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. Would everybody agree? I mean, there it is. Respiratory division. And it's telling everybody, you know what? If you take you're continuing, like CNN is pimping and whoring people to take vaccination. If you're so stupid to take the injection now at this point, I have no sympathy for it. I never had sympathy for anybody taking it. I didn't have sympathy then. I don't have sympathy now. Now, that doesn't mean that I will not help people who are vax injured, because I certainly will. And I've prayed over people who are vax injured or not necessarily vax injured, but don't want to be vax injured. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I've prayed for thousands of people. I don't know as I did invite people to come up who are vax injured. So I probably have, but I can't specifically say who. But anyway, that's exactly the point. And CNN's still pushing people to take it. And now, I mean, former vice president of a division of Pfizer, chief scientist, respiratory expert, saying, you know, if you take this thing, you're a fool and I have no sympathy for you. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go over to Cracker Barrel now. Let's go over to Cracker Barrel. You're like, Tom, you talked about this last night. Can't get enough. More information keeps coming out. Get woke, go broke, whatever it is. Go woke, go broke. Cracker Barrel CEO Julie, she kept her maiden name. Strike one. CEO might probably has a nose ring. Strike two. CEO Julie Weiss Massino's decision to decolonize the company, starting by removing the old fashioned country gentleman meant to invoke nostalgia and Americana from the logo, is hammering the stock, wiping out $250 million. How long will she keep her job? $250 million, because there is always a board, and that's what happened with Bud Light too.
Yep.
In value, since Feast, and that's, you know, her maiden name, became CEO, the stock is, Aaron, it's just down 34%.
Oh, I mean, well, that's fine.
$587 million. Just lost $587 million
that's
in value
it.
Since she took over.
Oh.
Her one little change of sign, that took it down $250 million in value. But since she's taken over, it's down 34% and $587 million. Maybe you ought not to hire woke leftist. I don't miss cussing very often. I really don't. But when I look at a picture of a woman like this, I do, because this is a very specific word. There's actually two that I want to use, but I'm not. So when I look at a picture like this of this woman, why would you ever hire this? Look at what she's done to the country. I mean, to this company. Look at it. Down 34%. Do you realize that CEOs get fired when the company goes down 4%?
Yeah.
You get fired if you don't actually make a profit. You don't increase stock values and make profits. You get fired. This woman has cost this company 34% of its value, $587 million. And just in the last week, $250 million. She didn't make $250 million in a week. She lost it. and since taking over the company, down $587 million. Go to the next one for me. Clay Travis tweet. So let's just go remember all these. Look at them. Would you ever hire a woman that looks like that? Okay. I mean, I know you're like, Tom, don't judge according to your appearance. You know, sometimes, listen, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. I just, again, if a woman's going to look like this, it's over. The Bud Light exec who said that the beer's brand was too fratty and filled with out of touch humor. That was, by the way, I hate alcohol. I really do actually absolutely hate it. But Bud Light certainly wasn't too fratty and out of touch. I mean, it was very popular. And by the way, that's what every person I ever saw drinking. I mean, that's hyperbolic, but I mean, really everybody's buying Bud Light always, all the time. All the cops I knew, everybody, that's what they drank. I mean, of all ages. When I was in college, it was Bud Light or Bud. Every time. I mean, so it's just lies. I mean, they'll just lie. Like, based on what statistical data? None. But it could easily be disproven. It doesn't matter to them whether it's disproven or not. They're still going to lie. Let's make it up. It's like they'll say that you saw it on the pregame where you have that effeminate male on the CNN panel saying, the economy is tanking under the tariffs. Where? You're like, well, doesn't he know that can easily be disproven? Yes, he knows it, but he got the talking point out, and that's all that counts to these people. And it's the same with this dip squat moron right here. The Bud Light exec who said the beer's brand was too fratty and filled with out-of-touch humor was hired, and who hired a chick with a bleep to market the beer has been fired. So she was out. Look at the date, June 27 of 2023. So she got fired. Go to the next one for me. And remember, this is the reason why she got fired. Play it for me.
The estimated hold time is now less than 96 minutes. Thank you for your patience.
Sorry, are you still there?
Yes.
All right, so there you go. That's why she got fired. She actually thought that would make money. And they lost like 60% of their stock value in a week. Gone. And I don't know that I'm just making that up, but I'm just, it was in a hurry. It was gone. Absolutely gonzoed in a week. I honestly thought that was going to increase sales of Bud Light by doing that. She knew it wouldn't. But these Democrats are so used to receiving jobs and receiving promotions based on political stances instead of merit, based on diversity, equity, inclusion instead of merit. And just remember, in that tub of this guy with the 5 o'clock shadow is a swinging penis. And he's dancing around. Then you're gonna sell Bud Light. I mean, again, like every freaking outdoor concert I ever have been to, what is the number one beer stand? Bud Light. And it's all dudes. And you're going to sell that? You're going to sell beer, more beer to guys? Having a guy in a bikini with fully penised in a tub in a bubble bath? I mean, really? I mean, that's how these people are. And the woman that's running Cracker Barrel has the exact same mindset. Go to the next one for me. Just give any examples on all this. Rod D. Martin tweet, breaking, Jaguar went Bud Light mode. And now the CEO is out after a viral woke ad with no cars for Jaguar, no men for Jaguar, who almost exclusively are the ones who buy Jaguar, and no clue, Jaguar CEO stepping down. And there was the ad right there. Would that would make you want to buy a Jaguar as a guy who are the primary purchasers of Jaguars? Don't think so. Go to the next one for me. American First Legal. American First Legal launched a new investigation. Change subject, by the way. Into the outside influence behind Biden-era organ transplant policy that pays hospitals to increase transplant numbers. Okay, how many people have put yourself down as a organ donor?
Nope.
Okay, not me. Okay, I just renewed my license. They asked me a question. That was an immediate nuke. Because here it is. Okay, it's just like COVID shots. My wife brought this up when we were talking about it. It's like COVID shots and remdesivir, ventilators. You get put a person on a ventilator, extra $10,000. And they all died in the ventilators. But does that matter? No.
No.
No, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. People don't care. The medical industry, the medical industrial complex, I'm not talking about necessarily individual doctors and nurses, although there's plenty of doctors don't give a crap either. But hard-pressed to say that about nurses. But anyway, although there's, you have the dancing COVID nurses and all that, I'm not sure how solid they are. But anyway, so now you have to just ask yourself, whenever a medical procedure is tied to dollars, you probably would never want to involve yourself in that medical procedure. And like right now, the Biden era, Oregon, it's funny how it's always tied to the bourgeois globalist left, this elitist, and you got all these various rumors about organ harvesting out of Ukraine, you know, children disappearing for their organs and everything else. I mean, under the Biden administration, we just lost 400,000 kids. We don't know where they are. I mean, well, Belgium does it. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, Belgium, 400,000 kids, 100,000 per year just went into the wind. Nobody has any idea where they are. None. Holman has recovered some of them, but basically nobody knows, has any clue what 400,000 kids are. And we won't find most of them because most of them are probably not alive. Just throwing that out there. So, you know, with Pizzagate and everything else, what happens with these kids after they're abused and they disappear? I don't know. Are they organ donors? So, you know, you never want anything, any threat to your body to be tied to the profit of another. So you if you are like, yeah, I'd like to be a good person and donate my organs. But the problem is people will profit off. If there's potential profit for another human being, you probably ought not to sign up for it. And that's the way that it is here. A transplant policy that pays for hospitals to increase transplant numbers, tying organ harvesting to financial gain. Just like COVID-19, just like the vaccines, just like the masks, just like the ventilators, just like the remdesivir. Certain people profited off them, Fauci, Gates, people like that financially profited off of the treatments that they were advocating. Run like the wind, run like the wind. Go to the next one for me. So here's Benjamin Netanyahu advocating for non-First Amendment rights for free speech, advocating against the First Amendment. MJ Truth Ultra video. Netanyahu says too many crimes are being spotlighted in Gaza. So we need to do something about censoring Americans posting about that kind of stuff. Play for me.
You know, it's very hard to find, to fight the, you know, the deception, the lies, the starved children. The pictures of starved children are turned out to have cerebral palsy or other congenital diseases that leave them emaciated. And Israel is, of course, accused of starving children, pretty much the way that in the Middle Ages, Jews were accused of killing Christian children for their blood. So, you know, what do you do against the lie that circles the earth 10 times before the truth has a chance to emerge? You have to shorten the war as speedily as possible. And frankly, we also have to do something about the algorithms and the social networks. This is a big challenge. I don't want to dismiss.
So who's going to be the arbiter court of the lie? Just like who's going to be the arbiter of hate? Want to ban all hate speech? Who's going to be the one that determines what is and is not hate? Who's going to be the arbiter? Who's going to be the disinformation governance board? Who's going to be the ministry of truth that decides whether something's true or not? Because the only people that want the banning of speech are the perpetrators of all the lies to begin with. The people who want to ban speech are the ones themselves that are the ones that are constantly purveyors of disinformation. So who's going to be? So what will it be? All leftist speech gets banned when right-wingers are in charge, and all right-wing speech gets banned with all left-wingers in charge, because that's exactly what it will be. And there's plenty of truth and plenty of lies being told about Israel. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, did Israel just blow up the only Christian church in Gaza? How do you accidentally blow up the only Christian church in Gaza?
Right.
Did they do that? Absolutely. Even Huckabee came out against it. He couldn't be any more bent over for Israel. I'm just saying. I mean, so they do commit atrocities, and Hamas commits atrocities, and people lie about Hamas, and people lie about Israel, and Israel lies about Hamas, and Hamas lies about Israel. Hamas is always evil, and Israel is sometimes evil. So there you go. That's it. There's really nothing else to discuss. So, and Israel does commit atrocities, so does the United States. And who's going to be the one that says lie or not lie? Some algorithm? Okay, so if I'm a right winger and I'm running the algorithm, then everything a leftist says is a lie. And if I'm a left winger and I'm running the algorithm, then everything a right winger says is a lie. I mean, think about the stupidity of the statement that man just made. Absolutely stupid. All right, that's it. That's good for tonight, guys. I'm going to hop out just a little bit early tonight. Rumble rants tonight. Wow. What do you think? Harry Tackle?
Yeah, I
Harry,
think so.
Harry, thank you so much. $100 and the rant. Texas Billy, $50. Thank you so much. Texas Billy's a good friend of mine. Mike Griffith, another Foundation Church stalwart. Thank you so much, Mike. $25. Jules, 21 hours, $25. Nate Dad, $20. Thank you guys so much. All you guys, except for Harry's, like the first time I think I've seen you. All you guys give regularly. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you. I got my son tonight actually helping Aaron out, so we'll actually pay him some Taco Bell because of your rant. whether he wants to talk about it or not, that's all he's getting. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you back here tomorrow. Oh, stick around for the postgame. Stick around. Oh, by the way, postgame's hilarious. You gotta stick around for it. It's hilarious. Stick around for the postgame. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. As always, one last time, God bless you.